So the next slide we have is...
Can I ask a question on the previous slide? I thought everybody who came into Rockland, got on a dock in Rockland, paid a fee. But it looks like for the ships that moor at the dock, the passengers do not pay.
Yeah, it's a different fee schedule. So the ones that moor to the dock, it's $3 per foot per night plus $175 fee basically for the trash.
Wait, $3 per...
$3 per foot per night.
Per foot, meaning how long the ship is, not how many feet people have who got off.
So just to do the math quickly, if you took the
Independence...
Independence is how long?
Yeah, it's 215 feet, yeah.
So 215 times 3 is...
645.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you divide that by 100 and some odd passengers?
Right. Usually under 150.
Right.
So okay, so that's how the fee is figured.
They are paying the equivalent of like $6 per passenger
okay.
or something.
Okay.
It's close.
But they don't. We don't need to provide Homeland Security. We don't need to provide a lot of the other services that the bigger ships...
But they're still using our dock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And the $10 per ticketed passenger for large ship, that's only for those that actually set foot in Rockland. Mm-hmm. So, or is it based on the total number of passengers on board?
Correct. Number of passengers on board when it comes to Rockland.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're paying for the opportunity to come.
Okay.
Don't fool them if they don't take it. So it will be very interesting at some point to see what Portland's equivalent of these figures are. And Bar Harbor's equivalent figures. My impression over the years is that Rockland tends to terribly undersell itself, undervalue itself.
It's more complicated.
It's very complicated. Because every port's different. Every port.
Bar Harbor, they pay the town $4.50 per passenger.
Well, I'm not saying that the schedule will be identical, but I think we'd be pretty daft not to take a look at what other communities.
Right. No, I'm just telling you what they do. That's $4.50 per passenger in Bar Harbor, and then they pay another $4 or something to land at the facility, which is one of Ocean Properties facilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're paying $8.50, $9 per passenger. It's not comparable to Portland, because in Portland they tie up at a dock. And they go right, you know, they don't need to use their tenders. So they tie up right at the dock. The passengers go ashore. And I think it's $12 per passenger or something like that.
So the suggestion was made earlier that one of the reasons we've had so a decline in large cruise ship visits since the setting of the fee structure is clearly the cruise ship companies can do run the numbers to see which town or which port is economically viable. So we can run the numbers, too, in our own way.
I don't know if the comment was that it had anything to do with setting of the fee structure as much as it was the policy related to the number of ships that are allowed. So it's that.
Yeah, but that would also have structure. If, for example, someone were going to suggest caps, then the fee structure would have you could... They're not unrelated. They're all related. All this information is related.
Yep.
It would be really good to have it around when we get to thinking about recommendations to make.
Yep. Right. And then, just to take it up to the higher level, it's really the question would be making sure that we're charging the appropriate fee for the particular, for the benefit of being here or for the benefit of Rockland for the effort.
We need a way to find out where the costs are being covered.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the bottom line. And we need a way of assessing what costs are as well.
Well, what are the costs?
The cost of the town?
Mentioned that.
Let's talk about it.
The cost
hourly.
Of the
That's the next slide.
Oh, okay.
So the revenue stream, and again, this is a little, doesn't necessarily, the 16, 17, 18 sort of transition is not necessarily reflective of the actual revenues if you compare, if you're comparing calendar year versus, so ship counts were for calendar year, revenue is based on a fiscal year. So you can see the trend. If you did the fiscal year 2017, actually includes only or some ships toward the end of 2016, but also the beginning of 2017 fiscal year. And then the remainder of the ships for fiscal year 17 would have been counted, or for calendar year 17 would have been included in the higher number for fiscal year 18. So it's not a, it's,
no, but, it's but as long as you're doing it equally across the spread, it doesn't really matter.
No. It's still a year.
It reflects the truth.
It's just halfway through the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the 17 one seems to be a little bit of an anomaly, so I feel like there's a little bit of data missing there, and it's probably a little more consistent than that. But anyway, or just to point that out.
How does that break down between large and small ships, since we're looking at that as the...
We haven't broken it down that way, but we could try. If the data's there, we can try to do it that way.
There was a fee change within that time, too. So what we received for large ships prior to when the city council made the decision to raise the fees.
Right, it was $8 to 10, I believe, mm-hmm. right?
That's what rings the bell.
For large cruise ships. And then also the K-type was new last year.
So you think the fee change was in the 18, the 17, 18 mm-hmm. time frame? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I believe so.
It was the year before the limitations were put in, so it could have been 16, 17.
Yep, or 16, 17.
I think that we have to go back, but the year that there was, our numbers differ by one. I said there was five, and I think you said there were six that year, but it was the year that it hit the highest number that the city council said raised the fee.
That would have been, the 16, 17 or 17, 18 transition.
17, 18,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's when the villagers and the pitchforks and the torches came to city council.
I feel like...
That's when it happened.
Yeah. So when we started this process, it was like right after the policy change. So that was fiscal year 18, right?
That's when it happened.
Yep.
I have a couple questions, please.
Sure.
Is there data that would show specifically what time of the season the big boats come? For example, my perspective is that their window of opportunity would be, I would guess, mid-May to mid-October. When are they coming? Are they asking to come in July and August?
No. So since I've been here, since 2016, I've only seen the large ones here September, October. We have had, the Fram, which is like just under 500 passengers. We have had them in the spring a couple of times and in the fall.
Yeah.
We do get, of course, the majority of the small size under 500 throughout the summer.
Right. So next question would be, when do the big ships arrive in Portland and Bar Harbor?
Couldn't tell you.
I'd be curious to know, first of all, when they're coming in our season.
All you can say is when they have come in the past.
Right.
There's
correct.
No way we can use that information to prove they're going to do the same schedule in the future.
Well, we could make inferences. That, for example, they're showing up in Portland and Bar Harbor in the Memorial Day weekend. We could make the inference that sooner or later they're going to ask to come here then, too.
Well, they're restricted under current. The city says you can't come.
When does the city say they can't come?
September, October.
See, that's what I was wondering.
Okay. September, October.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not merely their decision. It's also based on what the city is allowing.
The city council made that decision that I believe there were. All right. If we include the Fram, which is under the 500, two that came in the spring.
Mm. Yeah, if we include.
And then nothing June, July, and August.
Okay.
And then what I've got here is just the ones that are above 500, starting in 2016, and they're all in the fall, September, October. Mm.
The Fram was still before the season when it came. I mean, so we've pretty much, because of festivals and stuff, it's easy for us to say, no, you're not welcome in the summer.
I was going to put a pin in that line of questioning, because I think it's not necessarily, maybe it's not as important to know kind of when the industry is like going up and down.
I can answer some of that too. There's a couple of trips that run Boston and Quebec summer round. That start, usually they arrive on Sundays in Bar Harbor. But when hurricane season starts, if the ships are south of the Chesapeake, their insurance doubles. So a whole bunch of Caribbean cruise ships move up to the northeast and do these foliage fall trips. You get a lot more ships up here in September and October to hide from hurricanes.
Right.
That's why they're here. And then they go back down after hurricane season. So there's a peak in September, October. And what happens is Bar Harbor gets jammed. And then we get catch overflow from that.
Right.
So that's what's been happening.
Also, the cruise ships are deploying their ships from the Mediterranean market and the European market to here as a transition between there and their huge Caribbean.
When they come around. But they can't enter the U.S. here. They have to go to Eastport or Portland. Sorry. I don't think it's...
Or Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor is also Class A. They can't arrive here from Europe.
No, but I mean, generally, into the market. The reason that we're seeing them in September and October is not because we're not allowing them in. They don't want to come there. They have a very lucrative business in Europe and a very lucrative business in the Caribbean, and this is, you got to do something with this multi-billion dollars worth of ship. Mm-hmm.
So I want to try and change the direction of this a little bit, because I'm not sure what we're going to do with all that kind of data, although it's nice to know. Nice to know the patterns. It's nice to know what's driving the patterns. I appreciate hearing your information, actually. What I think we need to do, part of what I think we need to do, and I'd like to hear your opinion, is I think we need to find a way to establish a way of understanding the true cost of a cruise ship visit. And I think an absolute principle should be that we shouldn't be losing money on a cruise ship visit. Now, costs come in all kinds of ways. They come in wear and tear. They come in use of staff time. They come in, and I'm sure you can probably think of better ways than I've just come up with, the way we measure a cost. But I don't think we should be in the position where we're losing.
No. A big one is locals avoiding town if they know there's a big cruise ship in, because they don't let the crowd.
That's a
big loss to the town.
It's a big loss, and it's measurable. I don't know how measurable it is. But I think we ought to have a pretty rigorous method of establishing the cost of a cruise ship.
We've tried doing that for years.
Yeah, and I think it's worthy.
It's difficult. It's very
never
difficult.
Hit it spot on, but we need an established approach that says we will take into account all the costs we can estimate, and we need to make sure that those costs are covered. In other words, that we're not subsidizing in any kind of way a commercial enterprise such as the cruise ships. Now, this is very neutral in the sense of what I think about cruise ships, and it's not the whole of what the subject covers. But in terms of fee setting, rather than just someone, people sitting behind there tossing a coin, I don't really need you really do this, although I've seen you toss coins before, and add another couple of bucks to the price for a top-line cruise ship. There ought to be a mechanism that if we were challenged, we could say, this is how we estimate the costs of what it takes to, what the cost to the city of Rockland, the city and people of Rockland.
Are you referring to the cost of the city or the cost to...
The cost to the public entity here.
To the public.
Yeah.
So the public would include retail sales.
Well, we would have to make a recommendation on that or let someone else make a decision on that.
Well, not a recommendation. You're looking for data right now.
No, we're looking for making a policy recommendation.
Right, but you were asking what is the cost to the city.
So it was a rhetorical question because my point was to say we need a way of estimating, a standard way of estimating the costs.
I think you're that's not a bad idea. From our point of policy, is we need the information for the city to make. Our policy recommendation is developing some tool to come up with
that's
the true cost.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
For further down the road when the city council is trying to figure out what they're going to do.
So there's
the problem between the two of you is when you say the city, are we talking the municipality, you know, or are we talking the businesses downtown? Because those are two separate things. The costs to the city as a municipality are almost nothing. You know, Matt and Mark are going to be working that day anyhow. Right. The fact that they're on the dock in September just means that they're getting paid what they normally would. You can write it off and say, okay, the fact that they get $25 an hour will write against the ship. I mean, that's certainly fine.
There's an opportunity.
I've got some comments.
Let me finish this concept.
Yeah.
The half from the town is that it doesn't cost a lot. You can add, you can say that it uses wear and tear on the docks, and how you quantify that, I have no idea. Is it bigger or less than what the Lobster Festival does when the Navy ship is in town? Mm-hmm. You know, those are things, yes, you can try to find a number to put in, plug in.
As you say, you've tried the craziest to come up with a group.
And as far as the businesses downtown, you get into the problem. This last cruise ship, I don't know if you saw the email, the Grasshopper Shop said their business was up from last year on the same Sunday, 150%. 140, or whatever it was. You know, those kinds of numbers. Is that another survey that the city gets involved in to ask all of those? But how do you quantify that? I think that's very important information for the discussion further down the road.
So I want to just make sure we capture this, because I think it is an important distinction to make in the policy. So what I hear you're saying is, let's, as one of the policy recommendations we need to discuss, and I want to put this on for our next discussion, because I think there's a lot of elements to the policy discussion that we need to kind of...
But the unquantifiable what you said, is if people don't come into town because there's a cruise ship here, how do you put a value on the fact that people are avoiding Rockland?
Right.
It's not costing anybody. The stores are still doing well, right? But is there a value that we put on that?
And there's a quality of life value, too, that really messes everything else up, too. I mean, if you can find a system to actually find out how much cruise ships make, and because there's all different kinds of surveys and all different kinds of people put them out, and they're all different. If you come up with one that works, you can make $1 billion selling it to every town that gets cruise ships.
That's it.
That's my requirement.
Nobody can figure this out.
No, I understand. But we can come up with an agreed system.
Yeah. Or what you're suggesting, David, is coming up with a system, coming up with a policy recommendation that asks for that system to be created. We're not creating the system. What we need to, I think, what you're breaking it down into two different things. One, first and foremost, let's understand the develop a tool to identify the true cost to the city.
Yep, to the municipality.
So the municipality isn't losing money in administering or supporting the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. And that, so I'm going to write municipality down.
I think you have to do a full cost-benefit analysis.
Hold on. And then the next one is, if you wanted to pursue the additional policy, trying to understand what the actual cost to the cost or benefit to the economy or to the city in general is, right? That's what you're talking about. Okay. I'm going to just put city in general, and I'll know what I'm talking about, hopefully.